It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a prize every week.
Warning, side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes. Boop, boop, ba-doop, boop, boop, boop.
Woohoo! Hey, Derek.
Hey, Gene, how are you today?
Good, good. I heard you coming in there.
Yes, my goodness, I had to have my warning.
That's awesome.
I've got a word of the day for you.
Well, that's excellent.
Infinitesimal.
Hmm.
And I would hope...
That's no small word.
It's not a small word. And a small word, a word we had a couple days ago was appendage. Mm-hmm. And I would hope that all of your appendages are not infinitesimal.
That's true. That would be true.
Because if they were, they would be immeasurably or incalculably small. Very small in size.
Well, that would be awful small if it's incalculable.
Exactly.
That would be really small.
That would be kind of tiny. Well, we're talking about tiny things today. And, one tiny thing in particular. It's not infinitesimal,
okay,
but it is small. The world's smallest police station.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't. I've heard of world's smallest things, but not a police station before.
Well, I know you've seen the world's largest peanut.
Yes, I did get to see that. That was pretty fun.
I saw the world's biggest chicken in Atlanta.
Did you?
Yeah, they call it the big chicken.
Excellent. I got to see that.
It's not a live chicken, but it's okay. The world's smallest police station was actually originally a phone booth.
Hmm.
Like those Doctor Who phone booths,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like the British phone booth. It's located in Carrabelle, Florida on US 98 and County Road 67, 2 miles east of Apalachicola. Some of Florida's words are very difficult to pronounce.
Yes, they are.
Like Kissimmee.
Well, now, is it an active police station? Is there a policeman person in it?
Well, I will explain it to you.
Okay.
It used to have a phone with a dial, but too many visitors use it for their personal use. So they have a phone in there, but you can only receive calls. You can't call out.
Oh.
Officers used it to get... The officers used to get wet in rainy weather. So it was a phone kiosk originally.
I see.
And then they enclosed it in a little booth.
I see.
It is in the Ripley's Believe It or Not book as the world's largest, smallest police station. There are 3 officers in this station in Carrabelle, Florida. It's been featured on the original Today Show, Real People, and also Ripley's Believe It or Not had a television show for a while.
Well, now, I wonder if all 3 officers can be on duty in the police station at one time.
I don't know, but you know, most police officers have what they call shifts. You know, first shift,
true.
Second shift, third shift.
That's
so
true.
I guess they each take a shift. Apparently... let's see, I don't know who said this.
I can see it now. Your turn. No, it's raining. Come on, let me in.
Who farted in the police station?
Oh, no.
Oh, Johnny, did you have burritos again? They still have the station, but it's more, it's a display in the chamber office. And you can go visit it from Monday through Friday from 10 to 2. So I think the Carrabelle, Florida has gotten a larger police station since then.
I would imagine.
It's kind of interesting.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if just sitting here thinking about, I wonder how many of our listeners have ever been in a phone booth before, which would have been about what we're talking about with that police station.
That would be a good question, and it would be a great thing for you listeners to email us and tell us if you've ever... I'd love to know if you've ever been in a real police station or if you've ever been in a real phone booth.
Yeah.
And email us at, what's the address?
It's contactjeanandmary@gmail.com.
Or go to our Facebook page and leave us a comment on any of our posts and let us know. Just make sure you tag Jean and Mary Show. And we will put your name in a drawing in our opportunity box, and you'll get the opportunity to win a gift.
A free prize.
How can you go wrong with that? We'll mail it to you anywhere in the world.
And there's some pretty cool ones.
There are some pretty cool ones.
One of our listeners just last week, I think, selected a How to Attract Birds to Your Yard book.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have to worry about that. I have birds in my yard or in the creek on the other side of my yard.
Yeah.
I have, let's see if I can remember how many different kinds of birds I've seen. I've seen some kind of starling or swallow. I've seen a flock of robins. We have mockingbirds all over the place. Mm-hmm. We have hawks and kites, anhingas. A tricolored heron, a great blue heron, a couple of white herons, a lot of ibis.
Probably blackbirds this time of year.
Some blackbirds. I'm pretty sure there's a scrub jay or two around every now and then. Mm-hmm. So we got about 11 or 12 different species of birds that I've noticed. Oh, and I've actually seen an owl, and I hear him a lot at night. A couple of nights ago, I heard three distinct owl hoots. It was kind of interesting.
Very cool.
So, any other small things you can think about that we need to talk about?
Well, I don't know. The first thing that comes to mind is a grain of rice. It's very small.
It's lunchtime, folks. Jean's hungry.
And actually, I don't even eat a lot of rice. I actually eat more quinoa, which is even smaller.
Yes.
But it's,
you know, there was
different.
Sculptor who sculpted on grains of rice. Have you ever seen that work?
You know what? I remember visiting the Ripley's, believe it or not, in St. Augustine, Florida, and they had a magnified viewing situation where you could see where people had written on and designed on grains of rice. There was the entire Lord's Prayer was clearly printed on a grain of rice.
How do you do that?
I don't know. Must be taking their time.
Tom Rice. Oh, that's a person. I don't want Tom Rice's name. I want the guy who sculpts on grains of rice. Anyway, I've seen some very small sculpting things. There it is. World's smallest micro sculptures. That's what they're called.
Yeah.
There are camels in the eye of a needle. That's kind
of
cool.
Wow, 10 camels in the eye of the needle. 9 of them, I guess.
And then here's another needle with pandas.
Oh, look.
Oh, the Star Wars.
Yeah.
How did they do that?
Oh, and look, they carved a hand. Hands coming out of the tips of graphite on a pencil.
Oh, my gosh.
That's insane. Look at that.
Because that stuff is very fragile and breaks. Look at the scorpion. Oh, I'm gonna have to find these pictures.
I gotta tell you too. That reminds me of the time I ordered a inexpensive little lantern, battery powered lantern for camping, and it came in a box, brand new, shipped to me. And whoever in the factory had put it together had carved a little parrot out of a piece of plastic, which was packaging from the material. And they carved very clearly a little parrot, and they stuck it in the battery compartment. So when I opened the thing up to put the battery in, here was this little gift of a cute little carved parrot from somebody over in Asia that
had
made this, packaged it, and sent me the parrot. That's really cool. It was about an inch tall. Oh, look, there's some rice that's painted on.
Yeah, painted. Pringles creates rice art to celebrate the launch of its new Eastern-flavored rice chips.
Oh, my.
Wow. That takes a lot of precision, and I don't know how people do it. That's a lot of delicate work.
Well, you know, I guess if that's what you've a mind to do. I remember one time when I was had this little piece of plaster of Paris square about 1 inch by 2 inches. And I used to drink a lot more back then, but I saw this picture kind of on it in the vague parts of my eye, and I got some watercolor, and I ended up taking a toothpick and getting it wet and smashing and getting the fibers and making teeny tiny little paintbrushes out of toothpick fibers.
Ah.
And I ended up with this really excellent mountain landscape, 1 inch by 2 inches, with little tiny details.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I could do it again, but it was a matter of, it took me about a day.
That's really cool.
But it worked, just taking my time, I guess.
I am always amazed by people who are creative in that way. Visual creators. I can create a lot of things, mm-hmm. and some of my creations are visual, but... It blows my mind how people can just envision stuff and turn a little bit of pigment and a little bit of plasterboard into a landscape.
Mm-hmm. Bob Ross.
Yes.
You draw a line on the paper and in 30 seconds it's a beautiful forest.
Yeah. So. But it's time for us to go. Thanks for joining us today on Take a Break with Gene and Mary.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Appreciate you listening. Join us each weekday at noon Eastern Time. Check us out online at beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org for information about all our shows.
Bye, everybody.
See you then.